Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon at the top of the White Rock Road. Best sunbed facility in West Belfast. Make sure you get up and check it out. You'd be stupid not to. And we're also proudly sponsored by R King's competition page. The best competition page in the world. There's nowhere like it. You have more of a chance of winning on R King's than any R competition page because it's strictly north and south based. You can win cars, holidays, laptops, TVs. Yes. Football matches, you name it, get on cheap prices. Shout out to Mark, absolute legend.
Turkey died.
Oh, serious? Rest in peace.
You know, did it if it dies?
Well, I don't know if they did. We're a wee bit sad about it.
Well, llamas and all running about, weren't there? No. Remind me, did I make that up? Yeah.
Well, no, is llamas or?
My daddy's obsessed with your podcast, and he actually, did I tell you this before?
Okay. No.
He said he had a bone to pick with you, isn't he? He said.
Lindsay. Charming picture, love.
Are we on live?
See if you recognize us outside. People, come out and speak to us, reach out to us, because we aren't mind readers, so we might not know your face, but you might recognize us. Just come up and say hello. Do you know what I mean?
Lindsay, you are an absolute legend. Love you the bitch.
Shout out to all the people that defend us when everybody's being hateful. We love you.
We're not offenders, we're defenders.
Yes. We are the defenders.
You are defenders.
You're going to knuckle me and then you don't have me hanging. Yeah, we're your defenders. I wait because I'm over 7 later all the time.
Do you? Because I'm how loud you are.
No. Fuck up, you dick. I'm like, Johnny says I have like autism, really bad autism traits, but I have never been diagnosed with autism. I definitely think I have it.
Definitely.
Do you like loud noises or hate loud noises?
No, hate it. And like if people or two people are talking at once, my toes and all curl out.
Sensory overload.
Your toes will be going mad here.
Hate wearing socks and shoes. Hate anything like that.
Do you wear socks to bed?
No, I don't.
No, but there's people that like
only dead people can do. Only,
do you know? No, I used to get told when I was a kid, if you wore socks to bed, the devil spooned came into your room.
Comes in.
You, that's your way of inviting. Wow.
Well, that's probably where the saying "horny devil" comes from.
Maybe. Fuck the death.
That's why I sleep with socks off.
I don't judge people very often, but I judge them for that.
Takes the socks off and
sleeping with your socks on.
Only dead people do it.
Uh-huh. See, whenever I remember the first ever night Johnny had a sleepover with me. And he came down and I said, what the fuck are you doing? Had his top on in the bed, had his socks on in the bed. Here's me. I don't care what your feet look like. Take them socks off. If I feel a sock touching my leg, and I always think, like, better he wished he didn't come down.
Would you rather have a sock touch you or have a big fucking overgrown toenail?
He wouldn't be having overgrown toenails. Oh, no, I'm
she
really
going to know.
Well, I would have got the toenail clippers out.
Getting a big scrape down your leg.
Yeah.
On the
toenail. That's rotten. Going down your leg.
Yeah.
Do you not work? What day is it? Wednesday. Do you not work Wednesdays then, though?
No, I don't work any days.
That's your only for Wednesday now.
Are you retired?
Retired.
No, I'm bad.
We'll cut that out, folks.
Yeah, I do. I'm a
but you always say it yourself about the training.
I'm only joking, yeah. I'm only working on Thursday. I cut my hours down.
Did you?
Couldn't be annoyed.
Fair play.
Because I had to keep getting 2 blowjobs a week.
Why?
Because I don't like the smell of salt and chili hair.
Oh, right.
People don't realise when you work in food places, you smell come like out it. And you stink
like,
of the
and
food.
It's different. Like, but if you would smell like nice enough food.
No, man. No. I used to smell like grease too. And I could
no, I mean,
like, smell like a curry ham.
The worst place,
what it smelled like.
I think the worst place I worked to smell food was the huts. I used to come out and just, ooh.
Nah. I think that would be nice.
Here, milk. You're right there, John.
But I love the food, love the coffee and all the people work
there. Right there, here, milk, a funny story for you. When was it 22nd of day or yesterday? Yesterday. So went on yesterday, fucking, buying a new FIFA. So I googled it. It's out on the 26th. One happy days.
I already know what's going to happen. You didn't bought get
a pre-order? It. No, I bought it. And it was, it's out 26th next month.
No, is it the 19th?
Is it?
Yeah, if you get the ultimate
edition. No, the I just bought the normal one, which is out next month.
It's not called FIFA. It's called Better or something.
Yeah.
EA 25.
EA Sports. You're sitting with a streamer here.
No, bring back Pro Evo 6.
I'm trying to be cool. I was listening to you and Johnny's conversation.
Yeah, it's FC.
Who did? Is that top right now?
It's like, he's next to the guy. He's like, let me hear it. It's like EA Sports in the game. And he's like, it's good, but how about this? EA Sports in the game. And then the actual guy does it.
Is he autistic or something?
No, he's just, nah. He's a commentator or something.
Do you ever watch, I don't know if I'm on like the weirdest side of TikTok, but like, this wee boy, I know when he talks like he's doing the waltzers.
Oh, yeah.
He is.
Okay, is that okay? Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
No, you know about Ricky one time?
Like, yeah, Ricky one time.
He actually got to go on the waltzers. Did he got to work at the end of the waltzers.
That was easy. The unreal. Coolest guy goes.
All the people in the place.
Yeah, that's it.
Come on one side.
I seen it. There's a TikTok page of some fella. He's got autism, but lives in England, and he goes out to restaurants, and he takes pictures of the tills. No way the tills have all green buttons and red buttons and all. And then he gets like his food and just sits at the table and like looks at the till. And he just loves tills. Not mad as fuck.
Whatever
he swore to fuck. He just sits and looks at the till. Like a picture of the till.
That sounds really fun.
No way the tills are all green buttons and then, no, and then he likes, I don't know, it does something to his brain. He likes
stimulating. Didn't he like that there fella who does the trains? I don't think
What's that's his your name? Picture. That used to be your picture or something, wasn't it?
It still is.
Is it?
Was that the one with the GoPro like on his forehead?
What's your Tinder picture?
If you look at my Spotify 24 picture, counts? My TikTok picture, they're all my YouTube one, they're all.
What's your Tinder
funny.
Picture?
I don't not on Tinder.
What's your Tinder?
I don't
picture?
Need Tinder.
That's
are you on Tinder? Are you?
Yeah. Can we go to your Tinder tonight and get you a few matches?
I'll be honest with you, I did have Tinder years ago when I first broke up with my ex and I went, fuck it, I'm getting Tinder premium, 25 quid a month, and it was the biggest old bag.
It just opens your thing, but like, who wants to meet somebody in Bangladesh?
But you'd be addicted to, see the swiping thing, it's addictive as fuck, and then you're sending people pictures of your dick now and you don't know where the fuck that's going, and then
did
next
you actually?
Thing, I got done a belt, I was actually working, you know, that's the time. And some wee girl was sending me pictures to begin with.
You can tell that, right?
Her fucking her jibs had to be piercings and all. Here's me, right?
Tapped.
She was looking me to send her a picture back. It's always going to me. I think that's a fake account, mate. And I was going, nah, she seems real. Like, she's telling me she's from Bangor. She just sent me pictures. It has to be real. So I was like, right, fuck it. I'm in the toilet here. Work. Got the fucking landlord out. Boom. Sent the picture. That's Stanley got no, had the top all off, tense and all. And then just wrote, and then they wrote back like, ha 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 ha, 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 ha. And then I was like, no way.
Was your face on it?
No, not my face, but my hang. But then I just started going, right, go ahead, send it about if you want. But it never came anything from it.
What a fucking
but, weird. There was another one a load of years before it. I was on Snapchat and it was over in Liverpool. And she sent me a picture. I was going with somebody at the time to be first, so I probably shouldn't have done it, but listen, I was young. So I sent the picture back, and then she wrote, she screenshot goes, I'm telling your girlfriend. And I just wrote, go ahead. And then my mate Faker at the time, I just went, come here. And he just turned around, whipped his bags down, sent the picture of her arse, and goes, send that, tell her as well, just to try and get them back. But that's what you do. See, when somebody tries to get you, like, I just bait them with their own game. Just say you don't even care, because see if you react, be like, oh, no, don't be sending it. And I've got you. See if you don't care. I mean, it's only a dick.
Reid has won it.
So, this is his picture.
That's sexy cunt.
Gangster.
Is that what top's that on? Jamaican top? Ajax?
Arsenal.
Oh, right. Arsenal. You can catch me dead in the Arsenal top.
Leonard's dreads. Kevin Conroy's.
Fuck me here.
A picture of his dog.
Is this your Tinder profile?
Yeah.
Picture of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then
does you have got a sense of
him and a baby dog.
Oh, that's fair.
And then this boy.
I've got it too.
And then his bio said about me. Need someone to go to Fontaine's and get kept with.
Yeah, because
he's trying to torture me and I'm not going. Pro, you'll be the pretty one.
Roa.
Has an appreciation of curvy and quoth girls. Con, right. I'm a gamer. I'm like, vomit.
Do you have to put yourself out there?
Yes, my hair is real and I get it styled often. I work as a content creator and video editor and graphic designer. Really craving a trip to Italy. Well, you might need to buy your cousin a fucking peak for a 990
pizza. Here, your teeth are missing, weren't
they? They're fake.
Are they?
Yeah.
What happened?
As in a football accident.
I'm serious?
Yeah, so we were playing five-a-side and the ball was up in the...
Did you jump off her head or something?
No, the ball came down and like me and my mate were like basically like meeting in the middle basically because like we were both running for the ball. He was on the other team and we were both running towards it. I was running my head down, fucking running quicker than two men the way that. And I seen his feet at the last second and obviously he'd stopped running because he runs like a normal person with his head up. And I seen his feet and I looked up and my mouth smacked off his head and he was unconscious for a couple minutes. I was unconscious. I regained conscious more than him because it was only my mouth that got hit, but he got his forehead hit.
Is he a scar?
Yeah, he had to get 8 stitches.
I think you should. I have no front teeth.
I like it. My mum was like, oh, make sure you put your teeth in before you go on that today. I say,
see, when you're streaming, do you take them out?
Yeah, I don't really put them in.
Really wear them.
I only wear them whenever I need.
I always see you always come up my page when you're streaming on TikTok, and you always have no teeth.
Yeah, I don't ever put
them in. It's a part of you now, but it's not.
Yeah, it's like see whenever it first happened, like I was doing content creation and stuff out there, and the comments were ruthless. Like they were like, "Bro's on the fucking dad of eating fireworks and all, and eating rocks for Christmas." It's like, what do you brush your teeth with? Fucking barbed wire, big guy. See, whenever it first happened, like I didn't know how to deal with it, but then like
embrace it.
It was only like whenever I was like a couple of weeks after it, I was like, right, well, I've either got two choices. I can either fucking be a sobby prick about it, or I can learn to embrace it because it's free comments and engagement at the end of the day.
That's it, mate. That's what you want.
It's gonna fucking help my videos get pushed more if people are commenting. So I proper milk the fuck out of it. So whenever I was doing like FIFA player reviews and stuff like that, there, I would have been like, make sure to drop a like and follow if you've got two front teeth. Everyone's got front teeth, you know what I mean?
That's true. Well, here, so what's your like platform to stream on? Is it Twitch? Is it?
Yeah.
So do you just go live on everything, but Twitch is the main one?
I would go live on Twitch first to say hello to my regulars and stuff like that there. The ones that like are part of my Discord and have notifications on and stuff like that there. And then once I've spoke to everyone about like how everyone's day is and what everyone's been up to or whatever, then I'll like write live
just
on TikTok.
Do you be on Instagram? Is it just TikTok or do you be on Instagram and all?
No, I don't go TikTok. On Instagram.
TikTok's the best for like, you just throw your legs up in front of
I
anyone.
Feel like TikTok lives fell off. I don't like it.
I don't really love it either.
It's changed.
Like, see if you're gaming, like, seeing like you're either really good or like you're really annoying to people, like to make them comment, like
people get bored very easily.
Yeah, just like because it's such an easy platform to just swipe on to the next person, whatever. It's like if you're just gaming, like, and you're not entertaining, then
if nothing's controversial. TikTok doesn't really care about it, does it really?
See, Haynes, you mates for him, are you?
Yeah, he got. Do you know? Who Sky Bree is?
She's a porn star, isn't she?
Yeah. She flew him out to America for a week. Sorry, and yeah,
I seen that there. I seen him with she was streaming with her, wasn't he?
Yeah, see, if you go on YouTube, like, you can see, like, they raided me, so they did. And, like, I made a reaction video. Like, so whenever they were done streaming, people were raiding, and he chose me. Like, oh, you love his accent, even Maryland.
I think
well.
I seen that for a clip.
It was like, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago.
I that's sort of how he made it. I don't be on Twitch, but is he big on Twitch? Is he?
Yeah, he's really good.
He's not really big. Yeah, he's a streamer from Derry.
He's really good.
From London, Derry. I don't know if he's good or not.
He's very good at FIFA.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. He would get like rank 1 consistently.
And chaps, mm-hmm. What do you get?
Rank 5 these days.
Seriously? Fuck me, mate. That's way
too much. No, Johnny says your dunes have went down because you don't play FIFA no more.
Yeah, I play Marvel Rivals.
Would you spunk all your money on packs? Like,
I used to, yeah, but like over like the last couple of years, I've come to the realization that like the game's like such a fucking
fix
money dump and like a casino like content sort of orientated game more than it is gameplay.
Form of gambling, that's
fucking worse. Like, you don't get back.
It should be 18 plus for like the content that's on it.
I remember taking my Matic cleaners when I was about, see when Ultimate Team only started, I was about, 12 or 13, and I was on buying all sorts of packs, but I didn't really, like, obviously, I thought you're only taking a wee 60, but my man let me get a couple of packs at the start, and I mean, right, and you don't, seeing you're a kid, you don't realise it all adds up.
I was buying
packs, I'm packing Ibrahimovic, PSG, go bad, and everything. My man rings me, what the fuck, there's been 80 pound out of my bank and took this?
I done something worse than that.
Much.
Like, we're talking Christmas money.
All
like,
packs?
I had my mum's details on my account. This was back whenever coins, like, selling was, like, you were buying coins instead of buying packs.
That's FIFA
14 or whatever, I think it was.
Is it more? 4 years in? You still could buy them, though.
Yeah.
I was buying them a couple years ago. Like.
I've got a coin sponsor. I had one last year and the year before that. I think I had it from FIFA 23. But I ended up spending, like, £400 or £500, like, on the build up of Christmas, like, we're talking like November time. I got my I got my Xbox took off me for fucking.
Oh, I
do. You stream on Xbox?
No, I used to. That's where I started off.
Oh, you bomb PlayStation, good man. Fuck Xbox. Anyone who's on Xbox is fucking weirdos.
I'm a PlayStation man.
I don't even know how I've been a PlayStation.
I had an Xbox years ago, Modern Warfare 2 and all days.
But they have Halo. That's why. PlayStations don't have Halo. I used to love playing that.
So what age? You're 26. You're 26. Did you ever hear Game Balls for Call of Duty years ago?
But no, I wouldn't have known what they are back then.
Years ago, we were tapping, me and Cavi were. And then I tried to sell my account for a grand. Put it in my blog. Then I won't buy an account. Someone can't report me and got banned. Got bananas. Fuck's sake.
I would only play PlayStation if I'm in my mate's house or something. Then they go here, well, I know a game of FIFA, I whip them up. Like, I see, to be honest with you, even not playing PlayStation, I'm still lethal.
Do you not know what bananas is?
It means banned.
It's so funny. Like, your video, I must watch it about 500.
Why?
Your video of, like, talking about the way TikTok people on live. I cannot understand it. It is.
Do you never watch people from here's lives? Do you never explain talking about?
No way they all be on. He's on this app. You're always on this here app. They call it the app. They call TikTok the app. And like, he's like, she's like a mummy figure on this app. And then they'll be like,
he's going for her. Right. And then he's coming up here. And then he's in her box. And you're
he's
like,
in my box.
And then I don't let her in my box. So he's way into her box. And then I'm not letting him in my box. And then I got bananas. And you're like, what is wrong with you people?
Banana just mean banned.
You're not allowed to say banned on TikTok Live or you get banned. So you have
that's
to
little bollocks. I've said banned all the time.
I know, I don't know what it is. People.
I don't know.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I went 3 times on TikTok Live and every single time I've get kicked off or banned and I don't even know what I've done. That's what I mean.
They tried to say that I was nude the other day and I'm like cleaning my room and I was just talking shit to people. This is what I do. I don't let people on my live no more because people annoy me. And I was on live and the next thing my live closed down said I was nude and I literally had to like fight with TikTok. I was like, I'm hardly fucking sitting there in the nip. I was wearing like pajama shorts and a crop top.
Did you get your like fit your case?
They were like, because it's AI, so if AI picks up a bum cheek or your boob,
that's a choke.
We were done at my car and because
I was taking your seatbelt on. No, they said about driving on the, but he was one driving, I was one on the
because of your seatbelt on.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I could see out the window, could see stuff moving.
No,
by.
It's because of your seatbelt. That's what it picks up. Sure, it says to me something the one day about it wasn't going to be banned, but it was going to stop being on the FYP because I was wearing a cop that had thing. And I was like, had a cop on that had like stripes.
That's why people don't vape on it because you get like restricted.
But then I see people on it smoking fags and all.
I happened to meet my very first time going live. I took that job with vape just to be stupid. And then boom, it's just off straight away.
I don't like going live on TikTok on my phone because like, see the way like you talk to people from over here, like, you know, the way like, oh, fuck up, you stupid cunt, whatever, like, people can handle it, but like, see, like, the AI system is like, it picks it up for like hate speech, and like, that's why I don't go live on TikTok on my phone because the amount of times I've been like restricted for like a week or whatever because I've been live on TikTok on my phone.
When you're streaming, is from, that off your phone then? Is
no,
that off
from my PC?
Oh, is it?
I would go live on the
do you
TikTok
not play
studio.
On your PC?
No, I play on my PlayStation.
Oh, right.
Right, and what have you, like, a webcam setup or a camera?
Webcam.
Is it?
And do you get paid for the Twitch?
Yeah, you get paid. Like, the way I see it is like, you're like a waiter. Because you're basically surviving off of people's generosity, so like subs and bits.
They're donating
and
stuff.
Donating.
Is that like gifts and?
Yeah, like basically, like it's like a secure way instead of like people like sending money and then trying to like reclaim it back.
Right. Okay.
So like you have to buy.
But do you not get paid per views as well?
You would get paid for views, and then like you're.
Would you not go on to
get
kick?
Ads? No.
I was going to start.
It's basically gambling and. Like,
no,
there's
because
no
I follow
kick.
People on Kick.
You should do a Twitch
Neon. Neon and Sam Frank.
There's a new one called Party in there. P-A-R-T-I.
He kicks about the OnlyFans models.
That's Joshua Black streams on it. I was going to match him.
I want to start streaming on Kick. Just like follow myself around.
It's good crack. Yeah, I like that type of streaming.
IRL streams.
Do you know like a couple of years ago?
IRL.
In real life. Is that what it is? Speed does that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what is it? Just you're just walking about.
Someone else records you though. So what's Mice Tag Brady? What's that type of streaming? Is that the same? Is that Ariel?
I think he's vlogging, isn't it?
He actually done one of his episodes like an IRL, and then all his.
He done one over here, didn't he?
All his years here.
Is that your fella who came here? Is that him? And he's English.
Oh, yeah. I was in Amsterdam, stoned out of my head. Who comes down there in the coffee shop, Mike Tyson's coffee shop? Everyone's going, Mash Tag, can I get a picture? And he just walks straight out. Didn't get a picture anymore.
Once you get one picture, you're going to have to get about 100.
That's what it was like whenever I was at UB40. I was at UB40 the other week, and I got
a... Your mum may not be raging.
No, she's just... Same as me, like, I still don't know how to process. I was like, why do you want a photo of me? Like, I just sit in my room and play games.
Today's
generation's different, though.
People just don't even... Do you know what it is? They see all people that's got a picture of you, they don't even know you, and they've seen you in a picture, and they just walk up and go, can I get a picture? And then they walk away, they don't even want to talk to me. They just want a picture and split. It's the same thing. It's like a trend.
Here, who's the best player you've ever packed?
I packed Mbappe the first week this year.
Did you?
Yeah. It was worth like 2.6 mil, I think.
Who's the best you ever got, Gavel?
Best I think it was a prime, Henrik Larsson. But he's not that good.
No, he's not that good on FIFA, but it doesn't. I hate that about some icons. Like, see the likes of like Scholes and like all the English midfielders and stuff like that. I'm going to find the clip of me packing a bat back because my mum.
Who's the one you want to. Who's like, apart R9. From the big dogs, who's the.
R9.
Fuck Ronaldo.
I remember picking. Ronaldinho, they're just ones you never get.
Baby Dino turns around, they don't do the baby mid and prime anymore.
They just do a normal one and then they'll drop like loads of. Yeah, I can't believe you don't know who Ronaldinho is. Like,
I remember packing Michael Ballack and you had to do like a squad builder to get all this to get the legend.
Yeah, the SBC.
But I had already packed them before that.
Why the fuck would you do it?
No, but it was for any legend, and they gave me the exact same icon player pick. So it was like a duplicate, and it was untradeable. And just sitting there, spent all my money, all my fucking best players to get a duplicate Michael Ballack, and I just went, FIFA's a fix.
I can't do squad builders, it melts my head.
Best person I ever picked was Lautaro Martinez, was like a future star a couple of years ago.
That was FIFA 19.
Probably 19.
Was it a pink card?
It was like a pinkies card.
Yeah, I'm a nerd whenever it comes to FIFA.
Like, is it handy and all that? There's so much bad ones, you just don't want to see. There's so many flags. JJ catches so bad too.
He's a hero now.
Is he?
Yeah, there's all the bad ones got moved into a hero bracket, so there's like different cards now.
So Zlatan's back, is he?
Zlatan's back as an icon, yeah.
Who else? Who's the new icon?
He deserves an icon.
But there's better already.
Like, you think of an icon, someone who's like... Years ago, a legend.
But they're classing as icon now. I'm like, man, I literally grew up watching him. And like, that's making me feel old.
I know Zlatan. Mm-hmm. Zlatan,
you know Zlatan, but you don't know Ronaldinho.
I used to support Chelsea.
Did he play for Chelsea?
No.
Yeah, he did.
He played for United.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Barcelona, AC Milan, Inter Milan.
Yeah, he did.
Did he not play under Mourinho?
He's never played for Chelsea in his life.
Yes, he does. No. Yes, he did.
Google.
You didn't even know who Ronaldinho was.
Shut up.
You're trying to fight.
I love you to bits, but I'm sorry to break it to you.
Negative ball knowledge.
What's your betting?
He's never played for Chelsea in his career.
For the time he got up for it. How do I know who he is?
Because he's a legend. He is a footballing icon.
Who is I?
Do you know?
Drogba.
Diego Costa. He doesn't look anything like Costa.
He's Chelsea.
I actually like him.
Do you know why, like, Zlatan always scores him, but like, do you ever notice he always gets his leg up and does all big mad kicks?
Because he's in Taekwondo.
He's black belt in Taekwondo, huh? So he can do all the big kicks. Is he a goalkeeper? Let us see them. Women. Why? Like,
is he
so bad.
Was Iniesta not already in it?
No, it's Xavi.
You sure?
Is Petr Cech in it?
Yeah. Marcelo here.
Chiellini.
Not a new one, but he's in the game.
So it's Gerard, Chiellini, Marcelo, Cha, Tadi, Kroos, someone like Morgan, whoever the fuck she is. Ty Henry, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Iniesta, and Ronaldo. Why is Ronaldo here?
They're like a pre-order.
So Ronaldo's already in it?
Yeah, but they're doing like a different, like, there's like your icon.
Fuck me, remember that Steven Gerrard? That's the one when they beat United 4-1. That was the goal, lads. I remember that. Like, I was when I made my confirmation. Same day.
Working, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Harry.
I only know
Harry.
He's Harry's and his cousin Robert.
He's kind of shy.
Do you know what? I haven't had a, I show my
yeah, face. I can't believe. Do you not know who Alex Morgan is?
I haven't had a PlayStation.
She's like an OP girl, isn't she? Sure. I actually packed her last year.
She retired.
Did she play for Barcelona?
No, she played for Tottenham.
Who was the one for Barcelona? And she was OP as fuck.
Also, she's Swedish. She's Manchester United.
She's like lightning. I refuse to use them. Like there should be. This is the way it should be. Ultimate Team should have a girls' version and a boys' version. So you think it's all right? The women and the men's are mixed together. The packs not mixed.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So see when you play at FIFA, see when you play and you're playing it, the men's and women's are together, so you can have like your defender could be a woman and then your other defender could be a man. But you're like,
or else it comes up like a big, see when you're getting a pack and it's like legend 88 striker from fucking Sweden or something, and you think you're getting Eber and some woman walks out, your heart beats fucking.
Is that
you like, know your mummy breaks my
is
heart?
Is that fucking what? Proper? Buzzing for you like that?
I don't know, I think it was on TikTok or somebody was being a slobber and I went
on the
and she was at her name on TikTok is mummy mummy slice.
She was grand as grandma.
My heart breaks. I was like, I can't cope with her.
Slice family.
They're the cutest. I might call myself.
Are you related to Kimbo slice?
I am, Dave. That's my granda.
Kimbo
slice.
Do you know him?
I know well.
Who is he?
UFC fighter.
Rest in peace.
It's a fucking UFC fighter.
Did you ever play a UFC game? Okay. See if you get me on the UFC game with Kimbo Slice heavyweight.
Do you play it? Do you play it?
Can't beat me.
UFC. Ask Colin Kelly. I don't play that anymore. I used to like UFC 2 and 3, but see whenever they made like number 4 or whatever, the fucking way they change the buttons and stuff every fucking year.
And see, to be honest, I'm good at stand up seeing people take you to the ground.
That's what I enjoyed. I used to play as Khabib.
I'm more of a stand up banger.
Why is it so floppy?
Do you know what I mean?
Don't be saying that. He watches the podcast. Fuck
Schneeble. Nope. Ned Schneeble.
Enjoying that kill?
No. Unreal, so it is.
Nice on it. You're a bitch.
What's someone your favourite part of the pizza?
The structure of it.
Will you stop?
Oh, sorry.
So apparently, when I was speaking to a pizza chef, see a pizza, see how you know it's a good pizza. See, no matter how big it is, John, you might be able to tell me, it shouldn't fold down like that. It should just stay.
Mm-hmm. Like, I always think it's straight. Always how small the pepperoni is.
No.
That's why I like little Italy.
I don't get any.
I like the small ones.
You got cheese pizza?
And no garlic on it. Like a dip in the garlic.
Just bread?
Garlic dip. No, it'd be cheese and banana.
Done chips to be the best.
Little Italy.
The greasy everywhere.
I am really like Little Italy's. So many pizzas every night for the homeless center that my daddy works in.
Oh, does your dad do a bit of homeless work, does he?
Yeah.
Does he ever bring any pizzas home?
No, but actually, like, because my auntie owns the drop-in, the homeless center called Belfast Homeless Services, if you're ever in need.
Fuck, I haven't been getting her tight lately.
I'm scared.
No, but I mean, like,
it's a brilliant way to put
it. Are you allowed to say it?
I will.
No, you've said it anyway.
They do, like, a lot of them go down and try and say, like, I want this, I want that, and all the dear clothes. And they're like, no, like you were here the other day looking the exact same thing. But my auntie has owned it for years, but my daddy, they get donations from all sorts of places, food places and stuff. And they used to get donations off Nando's. So they used to get Nando's chicken actually comes to Nando's frozen. It's really strange. Yeah. And it's already like flavored. It must come from like a manufacturer, like Nando's. I don't know if it works. Because I say to my daddy all the time, they have like a wee shop inside it for like if somebody needs their toiletries. Not, are you falling asleep? Am I boring you?
No, fuck, I'm listening. And,
cheeky bat.
Are you told, Slice? No, here.
No, I say because they're not allowed to give out the people razors. No case, cut themselves.
Yeah.
So my daddy gives me my razors to shave my legs. They'll be looking at mine right now. That's what I felt. They're probably hurt. And I have no tan on.
Your legs higher than mine.
No, it wouldn't take much anyway.
Do you ever see fellas that don't have hairs in their legs?
There's a gene in my family, like nearly all the fellas except for one of my brothers.
Don't do it to me, big man. Look at him. You have a few or like...
No, one, no, two, skip a few.
Why is it yellow? I look like a fucking
it's
Simpson.
It's a bruise.
No, you are. From doing what though?
Do you want to know why you don't get enough sunlight? Because you're always gaming, mate.
I'm turning into fucking...
I'm not joking. That's a Ned fact. Because see my wee brother, he's a PC gamer and he doesn't leave his room, but he went to Donegal for a week. And see when he came back, I was like, oh my God, it's my wee brother. He looks like me. It's me. You need to stay outside. Your hair's growing. Your skin's amazing. What the fuck? Then he went back in the house for a week.
Milky, do you not go out on the weekends drinking then?
No, I don't mind drinking.
Are you proper nerd, like?
Yeah. Like, nope. I have no shame in it. Like, I don't care. I've done my drinking days. Like, I'm bragging about it, but I used to pay off for Thompson. So it was like, you'd have your half price drinks, and I've drunk myself.
You're fed up of it?
Yeah, because like, I started when I was like 20 or 19 or something like that there, and then it was like for 2 or 3 years. So like, I'd be out like 2 or 3 times a week whenever it was like early 20s, and I kind of got like bored of it and realized that like the people I was hanging about with, that we're only looking to hang out with you. Like,
they're losers.
If you were going drinking.
Sure. Like, I'm one of them losers. Like, I'm the one who tries to get you to drink.
I don't mind drinking for like people's birthdays or like occasions and stuff like that, but like in terms of like going drinking every weekend, I
have free pints.
I'm the friend that tries to say,
like, every day.
To drink.
Not every day. Like, don't do this. Like,
if he's the other friend.
We were walking by Cali Sailors. I says, oh, like, just stall here, I grabbed a pint.
Bumped into my mate Speedy. You near talked to him.
Then I grabbed the pint, the Caddy Sellers, and fuck, that was lovely. And then when we were walking on through the town, I was like, stop a Wade's Tavern here, I grabbed a pint. And then we had another one, and then, we're something to eat, and I was like, oh, I just ordered a pint.
Witherspoons?
Ordered a pint, my dinner, I wouldn't eat food at Witherspoons, we were doing a prank on Witherspoons, so I just
cheapest pints ever, by the
three,
way.
£3.50.
I like Witherspoons food.
Guinness. The curry chip was like stinking. Was like something you get in fucking CBS.
CBS.
I miss school dinners.
Is that school CBS?
So John Lepap.
He did, but we were up in CBS doing like for one of the talent shows, and the principal and all were like brought us in the canteen, sorted us out.
We got a wee chicken curry and all.
It was great. Naan breads and all. It wasn't like the way it was.
Was that All Saints?
They've like improved big time.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yes.
What's going to go to Corpus?
I went to Corpus, but
I was there longer than that. He says I had my leave.
You fucking didn't. You see, if David still take you back, you would still be back.
You were just raging more constantly than you.
I stayed on sick.
I didn't go to the school.
Don't worry.
So did Corpus amalgamate with
Corpus St. Rose's and CBS, so I went to car, and it's called All Saints, and then St. Louis has spread the seasons. Or
no,
they let
we lost.
Is you went?
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah. What's your year of birth?
1994.
Pushing 40.
No, because she's ours. You'd be our year. What month?
June.
May, June. No,
is your birthday June as well?
I'm May.
Yeah, we're both Gemini.
What date?
The Gemini colours.
The
8th. Yeah.
Why were you asking me that? Were you in my school year?
I would have been in your year.
What's your date of birth?
94.
What one?
The only month.
No, I mean. No, what month?
May. Third of May.
You were a baby in the year too.
So if anyone wants to buy me anything when it's my birthday,
buy me a paint.
Sign them up.
Be happy we had.
But I'm not drunk on the podcast.
How many GCSEs did you do?
Why are you not?
I didn't get one. Not
two.
One.
Two. Big man.
You don't need GCSEs to do a podcast.
No.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
But then I got an R2 when I was sick for you, so I got 4 all in.
I didn't leave any GCSEs. I got a D in maths and English. That was about it.
Why? I got the maths and English, science, LLW, that's it.
Did you get yours, John?
Einstein,
you can tell like, John got his book.
See, the thing
you
is,
talk to us and then
see,
you
like, let's be real here, because there's a lot of youngsters watch the podcast. Loads of people in my year who went to the very, they were in my smartest, like in my year, but in the smartest class. They're still just working in like local shops. Like
one of the smartest
it doesn't
Samaris
actually do nothing. Like it's
working in B&M bargains. I'm so like, he's too smart to
that's
work.
That's not the way to approach it. Like a good way to approach it is, obviously, do what you want in school. Don't be worried over results. Like recently I seen an influx on TikTok, etc., and Facebook of people being raging that they didn't get the results they wanted, they couldn't get into the uni they wanted, etc. It doesn't matter because there's a job there for everybody. As long as you're not a bum and not gonna not work, we're all gonna be the same. It's the same for everything. We're all still gonna be eating a dirty kebab when we come out of the felons. Like we're all doing the same thing, and it really doesn't matter whether you're a solicitor or the person, your sister's a solicitor, so you feel like you need to be one. It doesn't really matter. Like, if somebody's a teacher, somebody's this, there's something for everybody.
No pressure, kids.
Yes.
And see, when we went to school, we get advised. All the teachers, everybody tried to brainwash you into staying on and going to university. See if I could give any kids advice. Go and leave and get a trade when you're 15.
Trades.
But if you want to be a doctor, don't leave them.
See, when I was in school, all the fucking idiots that were the ones made to do the trades and all the other ones didn't have to do them. And now you're going, fuck, I wish I had a stuck at plumbing or at sparking, and because they all just, it's easy just to start your own business.
No, no.
But then there's people out now just selling stuff on TikTok shop, and they're fucking making fucking all sorts.
But you can easily, they don't make that much.
You ever see the
like they're good enough they are. Or do we ever see the wee scouser?
Yeah.
All the clocks and the walls. No, he's Scouser guy. He's just selling stuff. He just sells stuff on TikTok. Shop. No, it's like a wee Scouser. He's always a man. See his living room wall. Has like five.
Are you on about the Scouser? Straight from America. Nah. From America. It's like, mate,
but he's like, he's selling, like, he just sells everything on it, but he wants to see the fucking views he's getting. And then see everyone clicking and buying the stuff. He'd probably be lifting a fortune. Like.
I know, but like, you have to take a percentage of your commission.
Doesn't that say, like, you'll get 20% commission off this item, and which is equals to like 70p or something?
So like it's a 12-pack.
I don't know what way it works.
I don't know. Some people on TikTok, I actually made a video about this because I went on the TikTok one day. I'm not saying who it was because I don't really like her anyway, but she was on at a CBA. She was doing this here video on this exercise machine, and she was like, people are always asking me what exercises I do. And I'm like, it's 8 o'clock in the fucking morning. Will you take a day off? Nobody's asking you what exercises you're doing. You're in your fucking pajamas. You're having a bra on. Your boobs are jiggling from one end of the fucking living room to the other. And you're not going to use that machine ever again.
Do you ever notice people do that online? Or like, so I've been getting a lot of questions like, from everyone. You're going, not Larp. One person has
like,
asked
I get it for
question.
Like bigger influencers who are like, people are always saying, do a quick 5 minute makeup or like, people like who are mummies that have like a couple of kids, but they're like beauty influencers. I get that. But this here person who hasn't even fucking took her thong out of her hole in the morning and she's downstairs making TikTok videos at 6:45 said, people are asking me this and she's on this exercise machine. You can hear how noisy this and you can see it in her fucking face that she doesn't know what she's doing with this fucking thing. You need to make commission and see if that 2p commission means something to you. I will bat off you for you to throw out in the bin or give out to one of your family members. You don't use that. That's going straight on the Facebook marketplace later on.
Some of the acting that do's way. Like,
that's terrible. I actually went mental earlier. I went and bought these hair tools and I went to put them on. One of them sounds as if you've got it out of the fucking pound shop. As soon as I turned it on, it's smoking.
What was it?
A hair tool to like crimp your hair and it's meant to like cut out the time of having to like sleep with French plaits in. No thanks, I'll stick them with French plaits. Seeing you clip them together. I'm not joking, it'd be better off doing that on your fucking hair, except for there's a load of steam coming off and I'm going, lambasted. This here saved my life. I had rabies and then I put this little shot of green stuff. Now I'm healthy. Lambasted. They're all a pack of lambasters. I can't stand them. Yeah, and like everybody uses these greens and everybody who uses these greens saved their life. No, they didn't. I took the greens and they gave me the cold. So fuck up your mouth.
Aye, it's sort of bollocks.
People, especially savers, if there's money to be made, they're going to talk shit to try and
yes, but if you want to be an influencer, would you not rather tell people the fucking truth? Like, I was saying this. What were we saying about food reviews? Like, so loads of people have reached out to me very, very, very recently. Local and far away have been like, come and try our food. How much do you charge? And I'm like, nothing. I'm not charged. You can give me free food if you want. That's happy enough. But like, if you are wanting to like give me food and pay me money for me to say it's delicious, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to have, okay, I only have 11,000 followers, but I'm not going to have 11,000 people going and trying out this best kebab in West Belfast. Is this the best kebab? Let me be the judge.
I'll tell them.
I know where the best kebab is. Nantos.
I had a kebab or a Bernardo.
10 nope. out of 10.
Out of the one in the Sprinky Road there.
The best kebabs have no donor meat in them.
No, I actually get a mixed kebab or a tikka kebab. I get mine at a West Turkish really kebab house.
I like mixed kebab.
But I really love that. But that's what I mean. I can't deal with these people. Like, I'll go to places. I love an oil food review. But I'll go and I'll say, like, that was fucking rank. And I'll be pure agent and you'll know from my face where these people are going, that is delicious. And I'm like, I want to see your food caddy afterwards. I want to see your food caddy where every chicken ball was put in the app because that wasn't nice.
Oh, it's just a wee small clip that shows you a wee bit of food, but where's the rest of it?
Like, I want to know why the curry was watery. I want to know what.
Because we're running out of curry.
Couple of people say, here, do you want to come down do this food review? I would eat the food, but I just making videos about telling people to eat food isn't.
You want
to
enjoy your
like
food?
I really, really don't mind it. And I love doing like sort of reviews on anything rather than people don't realize that there's a difference between a food vlogger and a food reviewer. A food reviewer is going to tell you if it's nice, a food blogger is going to just tell you about the food.
It's going to blow smoke up your head.
See, to be honest with you as well, see all the people that are doing the food reviews and the food bloggers, they haven't got a fucking clue about food.
I know,
but it's different if it's someone who's like a chef or they deal with food every day.
Or a counter chef in the Chinese.
These people are just fucking
looking for free food.
I done money all day. I done money all day for pizza in the square in the town. And it was fucking, it was great. Like,
they asked it.
I got like four cocktails and all. It was good. Like the bill was probably about 100 quid, and a fucking video was I done was shit. Like I think you need to talk to the camera.
I liked your video.
Doesn't really work no more.
Nancy Mulligan's.
So they're looking me back down to do this mistake, but I think we want to finish with them.
Gavin, see the balance, mate. I love you to bits. You're better in food reviews.
Okay.
I know. You're better in food reviews.
I think
but here, it is good. Get free food.
I know. Listen, give us the free food. No sweat. I'll put it up my story and say, come here. But I'm not making a big video going, hey, guys, so today I'm here and I want to show you what all this bullshit.
Why do you have to change your accent?
I know.
That's people do. Do you never
see people? I can't stand that.
People do it all the time.
Really, really can't stand like people with these fake accents. I'm like, sorry, you're not working on a call center.
Speak the way you speak.
No, but I like have run about with people here from West Belfast.
You and have
like
friends?
All of a sudden. Yeah, you're not my friend. These people that run about West Belfast. I know.
Fuck sake, I'm slaying down this shirt. Sure.
And they're like, like I've run about with them or went to school with them or whatever. Well, not went to school with them, like, but whatever. And the next thing, they used to be like, oh, mommy, no, I'll be a big Millie, just like me. I'm always Millie. And then, but now they're on TikTok, they're not like that anymore. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but like, were you putting on? Which accent were you putting on?
No, I stick to one.
Monkey, do you put an accent on when you're streaming?
Mm. You wee bit smacked out sometimes.
So whenever I'm angry, yeah, my wee West Belfastian accent comes out.
But oh, what are you? You lesbian?
Yeah.
Lesbian.
A lesbian.
A lesbian. I'm
trying to make a nickname off for lesbian. I just don't know.
You don't want
to
make a nickname off.
I've been informed that you're quite good at the old impressions, big man.
Oh, I have a list.
What?
Burnsy made me make a list.
The people deserve to hear a few of these.
He wants me to do the Borat one. Like I've got a list of things.
So anyway, accents so big man.
Right, I'll go through my list and you just can ask to see what ones you want, right? Because Burnsy wanted me to do a Borat because he asked me the other day on my stream, can you do any impressions? And I was like, hit me with something, I'll tell you if we can do it or not. And he asked me for a Borat one.
Burnsy is
brown
as Borat, by the way.
Me and my homie Esme just parked our. I can't say that part of the because it's from the Borat movie. Do you know what I want about? Where they put up to the hotel. Yeah,
that one. That's it.
What's up with it, Vanilla Face? Me and my homie Esme have just parked out. Yeah, it up for the night. Bang, bang, skeet, skeet. And then he says something else at the end, but I'm not going
to
say it.
Do you know who Nassalt and Teriyaki Bay is?
What?
Nassalt and Teriyaki Bay?
No.
That's his next door neighbor. That's his next door neighbor. Fucking, I get a pint of a glass. He get a pint of glass. I get a step. He get a step.
I get a comic click rate. You cannot afford a great success.
I'm a sultan.
Do not shrink me, gypsy.
The sultan's the man, mate. Do you ever see his spells? He's the sultan. He's funny as fuck. He's like, he has his wee hat. No, he says
he's a wee fat one.
No, he's like a wee. He's a wee skinny one. He just stirs into them. A wee fat one. What's he called?
He's not Asma.
That's my eye. He has the big dildo fucking fist. So who asked? Let us hear the list. Who asked?
Can we give you ones off the top of our head too to see if we can do them?
I can try. Yeah.
Right. So go. Who? What's the Marvel one? What's that say?
It's just Marvel. Like he'll know. He'll get them.
Marvel Ravel.
That's actually good.
Who is it about? Who is it?
That's actually not bad. I'll say.
Little Britons.
Andy, how'd you get up there?
Oh, foul?
Homer Simpson.
Man, he's hit forks, isn't he?
Donuts.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that's a surprise tool for us to do later.
You got a laugh like Mickey Mouse? Poised? Yeah.
What?
Is that AC/DC? Can it be AC/DC, man? I want to see them Glasgow Apollo in the day. It is. It's Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells, AC/DC.
Great
what's
clip.
That? What's that one? I thought, is that the teacher from the school that anyone?
Oh, that's from a school I went to. I don't know.
No one's going to know that one.
No, unless like that go to the school.
What's
and
good, is it?
Can I give you one? Can you do Jarvis?
Jarvis who?
And
no, I can't do. No, I can't do that one.
Nah.
Can you do a poo?
Hello, welcome to the Quickie Mart. Oh, Mr. Simpson, please put the donut back.
Is he talk about it? By the way,
it's the Indian boy from Quickie Mart.
Do EA.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
That's so funny.
Here we done that one. Yeah,
we're done.
Recording, but
what's in our one? Can you do Scooby Doo?
I'm all right.
like Scoob.
Very good.
I can do a sheep.
I That is good.
Sorry, yeah. Do you learn that by streaming or just learn that by fucking about?
From being a weirdo, man. Like, I don't know. Once you hear something, you're like, all right, let me try and do it there. And then when you can do it, you just do it.
All right, what about the 20k offer for Noah Donahue?
So, right, so what was it again?
What about all the other people?
So someone shot and killed a pedophile, and
they're offering 20 grand
for the person that shot the pedo. They're like, they arrest him for murder.
What about all their kids who have went missing or have been get murdered?
Yeah, there's loads of them. What about that wee girl, Julianne Lynch? She's always going about Kelly Lynch, her child.
There you go. Do you know what I mean?
Fucking Noah, anybody.
But they're putting out a 20 grand reward for a pedophile.
Do you know there's a wee girl missing from Turf? I think she's from Turf Lod. You call her Saoirse Smith, and she's been missing from here for like years and years and years. She just like vanished off the face of the earth. Nobody knows where she is, and her wee granny is like forever asking like where she is, and like nobody knows. And somebody somewhere is bound to know. So where is the money, Freemans? If there's 20 grand, they're able to come up with the person who killed the fucking pedo. Fuck him, he shouldn't have been running about being a pedo.
He's shot for being a pedo, so fuck him. That's the best place for him.
And see if anybody actually takes that 20 grand to tell you who he is.
Danny Chatu. Here, did you see, I watched the documentary last week, Shannon Matthews. Did you see that one?
No, I don't watch it, but I remember it.
She fucking, did you know who it is?
The grandmother.
Or the hitter in the uncle's fucking attic. Shannon Matthews. The header in the attic and just let on that a search team go out looking for the kid.
A few weeks after Maddie went missing.
Because they end up getting 50 grand off his son. So put out a 50 grand reward out. And then, I don't know, but they end up being the fucking, her partner was a pervert. Checked his hard drive and he ended up being a pedo.
True.
Insert the Jamie Carragher clip. Check his hard drive.
Can you do Gary Neville?
What
was that one you were telling me about earlier on, the Watch That Match show?
I'll give everyone watching a good show to watch right now. It's on Disney Plus. It's called The Lost Girl.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No,
I have it
on my watch list.
So this girl is flying back. She's an our hostess. Flying back to collect her daughter from school. So she must have
watched it.
And then she goes to collect her daughter. And there's another girl with her daughter and the teacher.
Yeah,
and it's like, my daughter's playing with your daughter because we're waiting on you getting back. I don't want to leave her by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher's there, and she's like, thank you. And she's like, you should send your daughter over to play with mine. She can stay in our house. So she's like, right, that's dead on. So the child goes and stays in her house. And then they go to get the child the next day, and they rang a door, and it was like, it was an Airbnb that no one even lives here.
Scary.
And then the kids are then kidnapped, and then they're trying to find out who it is. But then there's a big twist going, does she own the child? Because then there's, I don't want to ruin it. Watch it.
It's so good. And
have you finished it? Yeah. I'm only on four episodes.
I got me and Johnny, I'm near sure, like, finished it. And then.
Don't tell me. No, don't tell me.
But, like, we got to the very end. And I'm not saying. I'm not saying.
Very
like
nice.
We got to the end and I was like, what? I hate things when they're so good and then they'll be over.
I know.
Do you ever,
it needs to have a good ending.
Do you ever. What?
I'm
really down to watch
Daxter's that too. Like a, you'll be looking at a Daxter.
I always say, like, if you find the show that you love, like, it's like, see, I watched Grey's Anatomy when I was pregnant with Casper, and it was like 20 seasons long, and I always said I couldn't start it, even though I knew it would have been good, but because it's 20 seasons long, but like, what else are you going to do when you're pregnant? And I sat and I watched it, and I mean, I would get Granny, if you're watching this, I'm sorry, but I would give you away just to watch it for the first time again.
I would do our Game of Thrones. I love Game of Thrones.
I would love hate.
Fucking best show ever. I've never watched Love Hate.
Love Hate is in the top three of all time.
Daxter, Game of Thrones, and it's brilliant. There was Lie to Me.
Hardly my fucking granny. She's now in fucking
The Sopranos, The Wire, and Love Hate. Seeing you watch
all three. I've never watched any of them.
They're the goats.
Game of Thrones. Do you know what's good? Do you know what's lethal too? Benedict Cumberbatch does it. He's like a Sherlock Holmes. It's fucking
class.
Yeah,
I've been meaning to watch that.
It's really good. An episode's on for like 2 hours.
Do you know what I'm only starting now? Like, not right this second, but I only started it during the week. Breaking Bad.
Unreal.
Shittest show in the world.
No, what? It isn't.
Doesn't kill one person. The only person he kills is that the woman choked to death.
Why are you telling me?
It's alright. He doesn't need to kill anybody.
But he's not out to kill people. He's out to make money.
I am the one who knocks. What's all that about if he's not even killing John, I
only watched the first episode.
You ever watch Suits?
I'll be honest with you. Seeing it gets about the start of the third season, it kind of slows down a wee bit, but seeing you get towards the end of the third season,
But I hate when shows like, I hate when shows do that. So I used to love the Sons of Anarchy. I have never yet got past when they come to Belfast. I'm like,
Do they come to Belfast?
It's shit. Yeah.
But like all of a sudden you have
the Europa Hotel.
You have all these English people putting on a Belfast accent. Do you not know that there's people from Belfast who are actors? Like you could have got anybody.
Could have got me.
You weren't there.
See, after that season, it gets really. The season after that, the fifth, sixth season.
Is it really good?
It's unbelievable. Like, I cried. It's one of the only TV shows I cried.
No, I cried when they killed Opie's wife. But see, like.
Spoilers. Obie Trice?
Was that Char?
No. I only cried at Warrior, the film, no, the two brothers or the fight. And at the end, he breaks his arm.
Tom Hardy and what do you call the other one?
He breaks his arm and he won't tap out. And he's like, I love you, Brenton. And then because he says he loved him, he taps.
Did you cry because your brother's called Brandon? Brandon. Sorry, that's my
Do you not, are you not an emotional person?
Nah, I don't. I try just not watch the present things.
Stephen Loxley was born, did you cry?
Never watched it.
When you were getting married, did you cry?
But it has half cut. I was drinking tins of hardball.
I'm still waiting. I'd be still waiting up in the Balmoral for Johnny to finish his wee speech because he's been crying that much. Honestly.
Well, I think I cried when she came in, but.
I've said to Johnny, if I cry, if I walk up here and you're not crying, I'm turning back and back again.
And then come back in again?
Yeah, just to make him cry. He was crying, but. And I said to Johnny, when I got up to the front of the aisle, you look really handsome. And he said, thanks, and turned his head round to the priest. And I was like, right, no worries.
Are you waiting on something back?
No, I was like.
How long are you married?
4 years this year. I'm getting married again. Me and Johnny are going to get married in a couple of years.
Wait till you're 10 years.
10 years. You just can't come.
My cousin got married in Vegas just on her bike on a wee fucking wee secret one. I would love to do it like that if I remember going to get married.
Are you going to get married, Muggy?
Need a bird first.
Any birds want a streamer?
With no front teeth.
See the amount of people I've spoke to
and like see whenever you bring up like I've no front teeth.
So, hey, well, what about is there no streamer girls that you would you not be playing with online or anything or is there no VR sex or anything?
I actually know, okay. And I don't know why I've never like told you about them. There's a girl who I know and you call, and she's like you. She like doesn't sleep at all during the daytime.
I know a guy who literally met his girlfriend and I from just playing games with her, and she's from England and he's from here and he used to fly over and meet and either like that.
Do you drink much Ripple or Monster or anything?
I would drink a Monster at the start of the stream, yeah.
Like, how long would you stream for? What's the longest you've ever streamed?
Ever?
Aye.
Right, well, there's a reason for it, but 36 hours, and it would have been because of a subathon.
So you never slept?
I slept 4 hours, but that was like...
Did you leave the stream on?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I've only ever done it once, like sleeping on stream, and it was so weird trying to go to sleep.
Because you hear no people's watching.
I wanted to do a live stream podcast for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
Just sit for 24 hours.
But you could like take it in shifts.
No, just do it. Just sit and do it. Like I'd be able to sit for 24 hours, no sweat.
We need somewhere to do it though.
You need to have a console as well.
You could do it in here on a day of decent
work. What we were going to do was get different guests up every couple of hours, or like tag someone going here, call like in a call up, and then when you shoot, bring someone else up.
Order food and bring on,
like even when the food comes, bring him in and just fuck about. Someone else will do this now that we've said this.
That's why we need to do it.
I think you should do that ASAP.
We've been talking about it for too long. We need to act.
Don't plan it, or we just need to plan it.
You would just go live on YouTube, on TikTok. You'd have everything just going and just have the mic synced up.
You could try a subathon on TikTok, like every like amount of gifts add like the timer to extend it or whatever.
Could you help us do that there?
Great shit. Yeah. So the longer you give us gifts, the longer we stay on.
So like every rose or whatever can be like 1 second, whatever, and then like obviously like the more expensive gifts can be like more like minutes or whatever, depending on how much it is.
I was thinking about just putting a big timer clock behind us and just starting at 24 hours and just counting down.
With the time just going down behind us.
24 hours. Like go for it from 9 in the morning to 9 like next morning.
Start off as a 24 hour, and then like if people want to extend it, then make it like a gift incentive.
That would be a really good incentive to do, and then you could cut it into so many, like obviously clip it. You could do like wee breaks and like go for a wee nap and have the likes of
we're not sleeping, they're burning all to come and do a wee wrap session. Well, we need someone to do it. I mean, All right, we'll switch over now.
But we're planning on folks, that sleeping, just
no.
Full.
That's why I said you should take it in turns.
Folks, listen, we're switching over to Patreon. There's loads of episodes on there, loads of funny episodes. There's just many episodes on it, John. 23 episodes, and they're all brilliant, and they're all class. So go on.
Go and watch them if you've got to your front teeth.
Yeah. Or if you don't.
Want to give a big shout out to my dad.
Actually, I wanna give a shout out to my mum, right? Because I mean, if she doesn't watch it, then I'm moving out.
She would be so happy.
my friend Lampost, who said he'd watch it, and then anyone from my Twitch community and Discord and stuff like that. There, I mean, if you just look up Milky Dino, MILKYDINHO, look it up on Google, and if you watch on Twitch or TikTok, it'll be literally it's the same name everywhere.
Also, he follow me on TikTok.
He's like a ripoff of Ronald, you know, just
yeah.
Is that where it's from?
We didn't tell a story on how we've been doing the Patreon. If you want,
I'll switch over to Patreon. See you later.
If you just want to know the story, you know where to go.